Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to The Daily. I'm so glad we are back. Sorry that we have had a very inconsistent schedule of posting. We've just been trying to get back into the routine of things, but we are back for today. Today is Thursday. We are so close to Friday. Keep hanging on there. We have some really great stuff planned for you today. When we were looking for music to kind of fit the theme of what our last song is going to be and what we're kind of talking about a little later in this episode, we found this next song and it really just fit into everything that we were looking for. So here's I'll Show You the Cross by Maddie Mullins.
If you've been abandoned by the ones you trust the most, and you built a wall around your heart to make sure no one else gets close, I could fill the air with empty words and hope that they would work, but nothing I could say would change the way you hurt. So I won't say another word. I'll show you the cross with Jesus lifted high. I'll show you the grave where death was left behind. I'll show you a Savior who paid the highest cost. Show me all your scars and I'll show you the cross. If you're on the outside, believe that grace could reach you in the places you have been. If all you know of truth and love are lies and hypocrites, then nothing I could say would change the way it is. The only thing that I can do is this. I'll show you the cross with Jesus lifted high. I'll show you the grace where death was left behind. I'll show you a Savior who paid the highest cost. Show me all your scars and I'll show you the cross.
Come as you are, come as you are,
broken and bleeding.
Come as you are, come as you are,
find what you need. Show you my sins, dead and washed away. I'll show you the grace that led my heart to change. I'll show you a Savior who loved when I was lost. Show me all your scars and I'll show you the cross with Jesus lifted high.
The talking point we decided for today to go along with this second part of our show is how do hard times make you a stronger person? And I think that it's a really challenging concept of, you know, how hard, challenging things can make you a better person. And it's one of the things that I think about all the time and I kind of remind myself is that everything is by design. I say it every single night before I go to bed. You know, God's will is the way that will be. And what happens happens for a reason, and it is there to make you stronger. Maybe it's there to make you think differently, make you think better, stronger, happier thoughts. And so I think that reminding myself that everything is by design and just letting God take care of my problems. I'm not saying, you know, completely throw my problems at him and run away, but having God there to have my back, you know, I think that's how I become better through challenging times, is by leaning on my relationship with God and, you know, handing my problems over to Jesus and saying, help me with this because I'm struggling. That's how I become a better person, through harder times.
I think for me, hard times makes me a stronger person just by realizing that I am able to deal with certain situations that I didn't think I could handle. There's been plenty of situations where I didn't think I could handle what was going on, or I didn't think that I could get through what was happening, but I ended up, at the end of the day, the people in my life and praying to God and asking him for help, those were the things that got me through. And it makes me a stronger person because I know that I can get through situations like that, and I can get through a lot harder situations now that I've been through those.
So for this next song and for the prayer, the rest of this, we're gonna kind of take things and package it up in a little different way than we normally do. We have a friend of ours. She was once the secretary of our church. She has recently just lost her husband, and we just had the funeral service. So this song that we're going to hear coming up is from her husband's funeral. But we want to just send our love and our thoughts and our prayers out to Karen and her family. So we're going to dedicate this last section of our show here to Karen, our really good friend.
If you would join me in a quick moment of prayer. Father God, I am asking that you keep Karen and her family with you and hold them and love them as they deal with their loss. Lord, I ask for comfort and love for those who may be suffering and guidance for those who are seeking you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your love, and thank you for giving us the people around us to lean on when things get hard. Lord, you are mighty with love and grace, and we are forever thankful for that. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Okay, the song that we would like to play for you from the funeral is Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. And this was actually performed by another friend of ours. She was our youth leader a long time ago. And we are so thankful for her support. And I asked her if we could use this for the daily because it was so inspiring and great. And so this is Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone by Jen Tompkins.